Now, sister was asking, what should Israel do? Well, some of Israel gonna be doing something great. We set him up over us. He said, we set up kings that he knew not. He don't regard it. He said, the truth of the matter, Israel should abide many days without a what?
King.
Without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, without a image, without an epoch, and without terebinth. And afterwards should the children of Israel return and seek Yahweh, their Elohim, and who? David, their king. The Almighty decreed that David, the man that he said is a man after his own heart, he has decreed that David is your king. That's your king. That's the one that's going to lead you into righteousness. That's the one that's going to take you back to the Creator. That's the one that's going to give you a land and a temple and bring you back to the laws of Most High. David should be the scheme that Yahweh sets up. Remember in Deuteronomy 17 that we should set up a king whom Yahweh shall choose, one from amongst our brethren. And that's David. David, I know you don't like that song, y'all, but David is your king. Get used to it. That's the only king that Yah's going to set up. These other kings he can put up and he can bring down. But how long is David going to rule? You're going to have a king like no other king on this earth. A beautiful, black, nappy-haired king that will be here forever.